All right, for those who need my name, I'm Jeff Williamson with the Orange County Sheriff's Office. Nick Wiley, the Executive Director of the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
That's N-I-C-K-W-I-L-E-Y.
So let me give you the update from last night. Last night, multiple boats from the Orange County Sheriff's Office and from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission searched the lake, however, to no avail. The two-year-old male child has not been located. We still have kept multiple deputies on scene here overnight. More are coming in this morning, some fresh eyes to give another fresh look at the water. We will have additional deputies in the air as well. We will continue. This is still a search and rescue operation. We are very hopeful. We are hoping for the best. Sometimes you get the worst, but we're certainly hoping for the best. Counselors and victim advocates remain with the family through the night and are still there with them today, and I'm sure that will take place over the next several days. We will continue the search with the cooperation of the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission, and right now we're going to bring in some fresh eyes, some additional personnel to continue with the search. As you know, it took place last night at about 9 o'clock p.m. We received this call. The Fish and Wildlife Commission showed up, as did Reedy Creek. Once on scene, we determined that this two-year-old child was playing at the edge of the water, probably about a foot or so into the water, when this alligator came up and attacked the child. The father did his best. He tried to rescue the child, however, to no avail. There was a lifeguard that was on duty as well. The lifeguard, however, was not able to render much aid. It was too far away, apparently. And the gator swam away with the child, unfortunately. And as I said, we have not been able to locate that child. We will continue this search throughout the course of the evening. I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Wiley from Fish and Wildlife to give you more details from their perspective.
Well, thank you. And we sure appreciate Orange County Sheriff's Department and how you responded in our partnership. And first, our thoughts and prayers are with the family. And we do want to keep hope, and we want to continue doing everything possible, state and county government working to find this young child. And we're gonna do everything we can to support them and also support our partners here at Disney.
Yes.
Nick, what can you tell us about the last time there was a report of a nuisance gator in the
We don't have the details on the latest report. We know that we work very closely with Disney to remove nuisance alligators readily as they're observed and reported. So we have a very good, close working relationship with them in that regard.
How often do you do that?
You know, it's hard to say right now. It's still early, and we're still really focused on trying to find that little boy.
Can you comment on how common it is for a human to be attacked by a gator in general?
It's not common at all. It's very rare for people to be attacked by alligators. It's very rare in Florida or anywhere where you find alligators.
The boy was in the water. Is that permissible? I mean, was the boy allowed to be in the water even if it was just a little bit?
I'm really not familiar with what the rules are with
sign,
in that regard.
The sign says no swimming. The only alert is no swimming. There's no other sign that alerts for anything else except for no swimming.
So why is there a lifeguard? Waiting, is that against the rules?
All we know is that he was on the edge of the water. So it says no swimming. My understanding is that he was not swimming.
So how likely is it the gator is anywhere near, or do they generally travel?
We have alligators in all freshwater across Florida, so you can encounter an alligator.
They
move around. So it's really hard to say that one would be there any particular amount of time.
Do you know if this lake was stopped?
There's a sign for no swimming. How often does that occur?
I'm not familiar with the parameters for swimming or not swimming in that area. Again, we're still focused on trying to find that young boy.
Given gator habits, how likely is it you'll be able to find this gator anywhere near here or the child?
I'm optimistic. We'll have some success, but it may take some time.
And do the gators generally keep the child? I know in some of the attacks recently, the people have been found separated.
I think it's too early to get into those kind of speculation about what may have happened. We still just need to focus on trying to find the child.
Now, you are saying that you're hopeful, obviously, and everyone hopes this turns out to be the case. The sheriff last night was talking about realistic issues, though. Realistically, this is not looking good. Am I correct? At this many hours afterwards?
You're asking a fourth quarter question in the first quarter. Right now, we're at the very embryonic early searches of this, so at this particular point in time, we're not focused on You know, what's the outcome going to be? Right now, all we're doing is we're searching, hopefully, for a little boy to bring a family some comfort. So we're not talking about what may happen down the road. We're focusing on the here, the now, the today. That's where we are right now. We're not going any further than that.
You know, talking about being in the first quarter. How long will it take you to get to the fourth quarter? How long will this investigation take?
We're going to be evaluating each and every day. We'll be talking about how far we're going to go, how long it will take. But right now, those questions by investigators aren't even being asked. Right now, we're just trying to find a young boy.
What do you know about that father able to get to his son and the alligator when the alligator attacked?
Repeat the question, please.
How close was that father able to get to his son?
I don't have the proximity. All I know is that he was able to get over there fairly quickly, and a struggle did ensue. I think the father has some sort of minor lacerations to his arm, so he was able to get over there fairly quickly. But how fast or how close he was, I don't have that specific information.
Historically, the habits of a gator.
There's a gator that could still be there.
I have to talk to Disney about that. I'm not sure exactly what's been done with the guests, but I know we've got a lot of security around the area.
And historically, are there instances where someone has been taken by a gator and found this many hours later? I mean, I don't know these situations. You have much more of a history with this.
Again, it's a very rare thing to happen in the first place, but when it has happened over the years, it really varies greatly on the circumstances. It could be, we could have success soon, or it could take hours.
But you've had situations where many hours later, someone has found it alive and everything?
I wouldn't say that. I said after a long period of time, the hope does dim, but we're still keeping hope.
Have you ever?
There's a question over here.
Yeah, what have been the biggest challenges so far in the search efforts?
Well, just, you know, it was dark last night, obviously. The water was murky. We couldn't get a good look at it. We were trying to set up as quickly as we possibly could. So getting personnel in place. But the jurisdictions did work very well. Fish and Wildlife was out here very, very quickly. Reedy Creek was out here quickly. We had boats in the water. I believe Disney's boats were already in the water and were the initial ones to sort of start searching for this. So bringing everyone together initially was a challenge. We got together very quickly but still, so far, to no real avail in finding the young boy.
How will daylight affect your search? What's typical alligator behavior during daylight hours?
Well, daylight hours, in some ways, will help. Alligators are still active, and we are still going to we'll be able to see more. We'll be able to observe more. So I think the conditions improve, and we'll have even more success as the sun comes up.
Has the alligator been spotted?
To date, my understanding is we've already taken four alligators and looked at those alligators and determined right now we couldn't find any evidence that they were involved. So we've already taken four alligators out of the lake to analyze. And
are you able to analyze them without killing them, or how does that work?
No, they have to be euthanized to be analyzed.
What would you tell the guests here?
Are in that lagoon? Do you have a sense
we do not have an estimate of how many are out there.
What would you tell the guests here as a fish and game person? That sounds pretty scary. After an alligator attack takes a child, you've taken four alligators. Obviously, there's a lot of alligators out there, and one is attacked. Okay. What would you tell the guests at this property?
That's a really good question. I would tell the guests that this is an extremely rare occurrence. We have to be careful. We always caution people in Florida to be careful around water bodies. But people, millions of people, enjoy Florida safely. And Florida is still very safe. But you have to be aware and be careful.
Just 49 hours into the search, your press release called it a search and recovery effort. What are the crews coming out this morning doing differently than the crews that were out last night?
Not much. They just will have, it'll be a fresh set of eyes. They're bringing an additional sonar boat out and sometime this morning. So there'll be additional boats in the water with the ability to see deep into the water to see if we can find some sort of a form or anything that might give us some indication as to where this child might be. I'm sorry? I do not know. This is the Seven Seas Lagoon. I'm not sure how large this body of water is. I have to find that information. I'm not sure.
And if you look on a map, you'll see it's connected. There are several bodies of water, fairly large lakes that are connected with canal systems. So it's a pretty extensive body of water.
Do you have a lot of places to skate for me?
Sure.
Have you spoken with the family? And if so, how are they holding up?
I have not spoken directly with them. I've spoken with people who have spoken with people. And, of course, they are very shaken up. Extremely shaken up. There's been some pictures that we've seen of a very beautiful, happy family. So imagine if it were you. I mean, what would you be? You'd be broken up. I have children. These investigators have children. The searchers have children. The Disney personnel have children. Imagine if it were you. How would you feel?
Well,
and you don't feel any different, we don't feel any differently than anybody else would feel. It is tragic. It is heartbreaking. It's just simply heartbreaking. There's no other way to say it. So you know how a father who witnesses this, right? He sees this. You know how a father must have felt. I have three children. I'm just trying. I cannot come to grips what it must have been like to be in that situation. I can't imagine.
Can you detail just how many and what units is happening all responding this morning?
I'll talk on the sheriff's office part. We have our Marine unit, which is out here. That's just basically, it's probably about 14 guys or so that have multiple boats that I think three of them have sonar, if I'm not mistaken. I have to get a correction on that. Three or so have sonar. The aviation unit was out last night. They're coming back out here again today. That's a helicopter with a couple of personnel on it. You have a dive team, which consists of about 10 individuals that are also here, ready to suit up and go in should they need to go in. And then you have multiple commanders and other persons who are on scene. So all together, 50 or so last night. I'm expecting roughly the same amount from the sheriff's office today, but you can speak to the...
Well, and we've had another 10 or more officers on scene since soon after the incident, and we've had a number of boats, up to four boats, and we're gonna be here, and we're going to keep bringing whatever it takes to get the job done. No, I don't believe it's a needle in a haystack. I believe it's just a matter of time. We've got some really good professionals out doing this job today, and they're very dedicated, and they know what they're doing. And I believe they'll come to some success.
We'll take a couple of more. We'll take a couple of more questions, and then we're going to have to wrap up.
Biggest challenge
from the Orange County Sheriff's Office. We're just going to keep searching, man. We're just going to keep searching and searching and searching until we just can't search anymore. The sheriff has an all hands on deck approach to this, so we're going to keep searching until we find something. The question keeps getting asked, when are we going to call this off? We'll call it off when we call it off. But right now, there's been no discussion of that.
How do you rule in or rule out one of the gators you do find?
Well, it's really a matter of just observing the gator and observing whether there's any evidence. And really, it's something our investigators are trained to do. And it's hard to get into kind of a detail of what that would mean, but it's something that you have to be trained to be able to do.
How does with the predatory nature, the actions of an alligator, are there cases when a gator, it's possible to survive and sort of find yourself left somewhere by an alligator, or being held alive by an alligator, or is it invariably something?
Yeah, I'm not going to speculate on what may or may not have happened. I mean, anything's possible, and we're going to keep hope.
Have you ever seen a child this long, this old, survive an attack?
I don't think we've had a child this young involved in an attack. It's because it's so rare.
But the four gators euthanized, how do you confirm that the child was not involved in one of those gators before?
Again, as I said, we haven't found evidence yet. We're still looking at those alligators, but we don't believe there's evidence that they were involved. But again, it's something that you have to be trained to look for. You find evidence when you take an alligator. There are certain indicators you can look for.
Okay, we're going round and round here, so we'll take one more question, then we're going to have to be done here. Yes, sir.
Moving forward, how are you guys working with the park as they move towards opening? That's a very busy area.
That's an ongoing conversation between Fish and Wildlife, the Sheriff's Office, and the park. I'm not sure exactly when they're going to go back to normal operations, but that area certainly is now a crime scene, if you will. And until we release that scene, for now, it's shut down. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. There will be some additional briefings in the morning. I've been emailing...